day one. And we have been honored to work with everybody on making a difference to the community, to our business, and the economic well-being and the community of being part of the Prairie Highland Park, which was just an idea at that time. We didn't have a land together, and we didn't have a project together, and we were like hand in hand designing how that looks like. It's going to be a journey. We're here today. We're going to be together in the future. But we are very pleased and glad of the process and where we are today. And we're looking to work, to continue work with everybody on how can we make that as an example of how a project can make a difference, and a development can make a difference to businesses and communities, and develop economic prosperity and well-being for everybody. So I'm here today with our colleagues, so I'm going to introduce them to you the first time. So we have Mr. Antroskos, who's the Chief Manufacturing and Technology for Global Haribo. He's the one building all the factories in Haribo and the know-how, and he will be the lead of the project. And I'm very glad him being today with us from Germany, with his family actually, from Germany today visiting us. So welcome to the U.S., we have Mr. Martin Smick from Haribo as well, Germany. He's the Chief Project Manager and Construction for all Haribo Group as well. He's been since the first minute of the project with us working. And actually, these two gentlemen was the biggest advocate of being in Pleasant Prairie, that site. They fell in love with the site. So you're going to see how many sites we saw. But I don't know, maybe you can ask them what they felt, and Todd was there. But they felt something special. They said that's the place. We have Mr. Martin Dracher as well. He's the Global Chief Technology Officer for Haribo Group, responsible for all the equipment, the technology, our packaging here with us as well. So this is our Germany group. So we may, if you allow us, just be patient with us. If you have any question for us, we may stop for translation a little bit. So we need to work together on that. They speak very good English, but sometimes it's very difficult to translate some technical terms into English on the spot. We have as well my colleagues from Haribo of America here. So we have Lexi Bennett. She's the PMO lead for the project in the U.S. And Waleed Saad, our commercial director, is part of our management team member as well. I'm sorry, I forgot to say my address. Is it too late? 9500 West Braymore Avenue, Rosemont, 60018, Illinois. Sorry for that. We have as well our support here, and we have the spouse of Mr. Martin Dracher, Susanna, visiting us from Germany as well. So welcome to the U.S. So this is our colleague from Haribo in Germany and the U.S., and we have our lead architect, Cole Baker, from Germany, who helped us to build our recent Grafschaft development in Germany. And the project lead is Mr. Jan Wojtkowski, who will help me in the presentation today. Welcome. And he's been all the lead in the site selections too, working with us in Haribo. We have from Cole Baker as well, Mr. Benedict Gondolf, and Mr. Fritz Shelokov. So welcome. They are from Cole Baker, the lead architect for the project. We have as well from Mead & Hunt, which is a Wisconsin company. It's the first Wisconsin company we work with, four offices. And Brian Dunn is the project lead on that in the U.S. And he will be giving the presentation with Mr. Wojtkowski and me. So that's all of us here today. And we shared with our associates that we will be here today as well, so we're all excited about being with you. So Mrs. Scala is not here, but Mrs. Juliana and Mr. Kossel and Mr. Serbi and Mr. Stobeck and Mr. Skalbeck and Mr. Polokov, we haven't met each one of you, but we're very excited to work with you in the future as well, and along with the staff. So that takes us to the some slides and introduction about Haribo. So if we move to the following slide. We're going to start with our advertisement. We're going to try to give you a feel about the brand, the company, to the public and to everybody as well on who we are and what do we do. So we're going to start with our recent advertising in the U.S.
Let's talk about Haribo Gold Bears.
Aloha.
I can't stop eating this orange one.
The red one is more gooder to me because it tastes like berries.
My bear and I like doing cartwheels and backflips and stuff.
And then I'm going to fly it into my mouth.
Now introducing Haribo Star Mix. All your favorite gummies in one bag.
So this is not what we do at office every day, but we're trying to bring the happy world to Haribo and put a smile on our consumer. We're one of the top 10 largest manufacturers of confection globally. And we're very proud that we're bringing our first manufacturing in North America into Pleasant Prairie. It's a big of a learning process for us in the U.S. as well as for the village, as well as for our community as well, but we're going to make a success out of it. So I'm going to cover our roots and our brands and our growth, just a little bit about Germany, and then we come to the U.S. Haribo was founded in 1920, which is we're going to celebrate 100 years very soon, and with a big milestone in the U.S. So that's a great time for us in the group. To bring the first manufacturing. We're a family-owned business. It means a lot to us being as well our roots and where we are, so we're being part of the community. So Hans Riegel Sr. founded the company, and the name Haribo comes from the name of the founder. So the H-E comes from Hans, and the R-I comes from Riegel, and the B-O comes from Bonn, the capital of Germany. Now the capital of Germany is Berlin, but so that's where Haribo comes from. In 1922, we invented the gummy, the dancing bear, which was actually slimmer and larger than the version we have today. And these products were delivered by bicycles at that time. It was a very sophisticated transportation model at that time that moved in 1923. With the first vehicle that have been used as a delivery vehicle as well and as an advertising tool. Very utility startup, very successful. And in 1930, actually, it was the first coming up with the idea about Haribo makes children happy. And we had around 160 people working for Haribo at that time. So a very successful start of the company. But the really big start when the sons, Hans and Paul, that's generation two. So currently, generation three are in the management of the company, but generation two, Hans Riegel and Paul Riegel, one of them was managing sales and marketing, the other one was managing manufacturing and supply, and actually it's pretty much the same model we have in the group today. And they took the company to 1,000 people. So this is our roots, a family business, generation one, generation two, very successful business. And our brand, being very successful in Germany, being the number one, in 1960, the Gold Bear brand was born, and we started advertising for the first time in 1960. In 1989, you can see the Gold Bear and with the red bow tie. That's not Winnie the Pooh 3 years ago. Not a lot of people would know Haribo or the gummies, despite the fact that we are one of the global leaders, and that means a lot of opportunities for us in the U.S. In year 2000, which is something we're very proud of, that we won the award of the most trusted brand in Europe. That's a consumer study, and we did not want it for a year. We wanted consistently since then. A huge heritage of the brand. It's close to 100 years. We're there for the longer term. And that's as well the brand is linked to our roots. We've been in racing tracks for we're connected with racing, car racing. So from 1970 to 1994. We're back again in 2010 until today with the Mercedes team as well in racing. So that's part of our brand. So this is our roots and our brand and our growth, where we come from. We came from Germany in 1925 with the Haribo name. We're one of the largest, or the largest actually, licorice manufacturing globally as well. So we produce more than gummies. And we have the legendary sticks as well with the Haribo name around the world. So we're known for the licorice. In 1933 as well, we expanded into Scandinavia, and we opened our manufacturing in Scandinavia. Actually, people in Denmark would think that they are a Danish company. a German company, because we've been there for a long time as well, and this is something we want to repeat as well in the U.S. We had an acquisition of a brand called Mauam. It's shoeing brand in 1986, and we're expanding with that growth. In 1986, we had another acquisition for a marshmallow. We're one of the largest global marshmallows as well in licorice and gummies. And our project, we're talking about just gummies. We're not talking about licorice. In 2011, you can see the picture here of Mr. Ruskas in the picture with the doctor. That's Hans Riegel, the one who managed the business from business side, sales and marketing, celebrating and opening the first automated warehousing rack in Germany, huge in Solingen in Germany, one of our largest factory. We opened as well the flagship store in Bonn in Germany, and by 2012 we opened number 5 flagship outlet store in Neuss, Germany. We went to China in 2014, expanding our business globally. Brazil has been the first country for us outside of Europe to have manufacturing in 2016. And in 2018, we're opening our largest development and manufacturing. Some of the team in Wisconsin, as well as in Illinois, visited us as well in that site. And that site is the closest to where we're going to have here in Wisconsin. That's actually the model that we're going to have in the U.S. for manufacturing. It's a 27-hectare site, and we're very proud of this. This is one of the largest confection factories in Europe. Similar to the one we're going to have here, is going to be one of the largest confection development in the U.S. So we have 16 factories. Some facts about the factories. We have production in 16 factories in 10 countries, mostly in Germany. We sell our products in over 100 countries. So we're a global brand, and we have global recognition. We sell over 1,000 varieties and items today. We hire 7,000 associates, and we have a representation in 26 countries and sales offices. So that covers our roots and our brand and our growth, and gives you a little bit of a fact about who we are and what we're doing outside of the U.S. that bring us here to the U.S. So we started in Baltimore. So we're here for longer, been in the U.S. for a while. In 1982, we opened our office. It was a sales office in Baltimore, Maryland. And we had actually a land in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, to build a factory that we sold last year by Mr. Walid Saad, who's our commercial here, moving to Pleasant Prairie. We moved our headquarters in 2015 in Rosemont, very few associates in there. In 2017, we worked with the state of Wisconsin and Milwaukee 7 and Cabo and Pleasant Prairie. Great team. Impressive work done by everybody in Wisconsin. A great business partner and great community representative of what successful development means. And the announcement was made for $220 million investment in phase one. That doesn't include supply investments or high bay investment. You may see some part of the master plan. That's not the phase one portion of it. We announced as well in 2017 that we will keep our headquarters in Illinois, and we're going to add 55 jobs in Illinois, and we're going to get close to 130 people in Illinois as well. So we're going to create jobs in Illinois and Wisconsin. How well are we doing in the market or from business? Just to give you a little bit of a feel about the business. We've been one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing confection company in the U.S. for the last 2 years. Contributed 13% of the entire industry growth in the U.S. last year. Now we're just starting. A big portion of the manufacturing that comes from Pleasant Prairie is always, actually that phase one is almost full. So we're not building the factory for the future. Phase one is almost full. So we're having the team here and working on an aggressive timeline of how can we bring phase one very quickly and bring the people quickly. So actually we're racing with the time, because all the product comes, 100% of our production today comes from outside of the U.S. So we delivered $57 million of growth, second to Mars. Mars is close to $11 billion business and thousands of people and factories. And we are very proud that we can deliver more than half of the growth with few people in Chicago. So we started at 32 associates. We're up to 79 as we speak today, and we're going to close the number at 85 associates by year-end this year in Chicago. And you may ask, why are we doing all this, or how are we doing this, or how are we growing with 79 people and delivering as much like big companies has been there for how long? And actually, the difference is our people, and that will speak to our values and our culture as well that we will bring here into Wisconsin. So we're going to share a video with you that was made by our associates. It was around lunchtime. There was no professional production into it, but that gives you a feel about how people talk and feel.
Thank you. What a great place to work.
Everyone at Haribo is really caring. Like how we helped last Christmas to buy so many gifts for a less fortunate family in need.
And how we celebrate other holidays.
That's the voice of our kids,
by the way. And Chinese New Year.
My Haribo family was there for me when my family got in a car accident.
That was such a scary time for you. But it's nice that people here care about each other and celebrate special events in our lives.
Like a baby shower.
And bridal showers.
And don't forget birthdays.
I just got a puppy, and Haribo mailed me a gift package of dog treats and toys for Jackson.
Haribo sent me a Get Well gift basket after I had my surgery.
I'm so glad you're better.
Haribo shows us how much they care for us, but what's even more special is everyone who joins is joining a family that cares about everyone here. I love this family.
So that video was made. That's our associate, and our kids were there. And the challenge was the voice over kids with the families. Can tell you maybe in different how that was done. That's really our associates. We made it to the great place to work. We're proud of just being moving in Chicago just the first year and having a great place to work after that. So recognition as well. We made it to number 21 among the best and the small to medium workplace in Chicago. We're proud of this being a new company, just being on the list. That speaks to how engaged associates we have and why we're growing that much. We recognized as Chicago best and brightest companies to work for as well in the same year. And in second half 2017, we won the award as well nationally, that we're one of the best and brightest companies performing in the country. So, and that helps us as well with the future. And when we have as well our project here in Wisconsin, and hopefully we can build and replicate the same work environment. We're trying to be part of the community. In the master plan, you may see as well, and you will see in the presentation that will be done by Mr. Wyckowski and Mr. Dunn, talking about Haribo Park and talking about the museums and talking about the stores and the kindergarten. Those were ideas of Kaba and the park of Pleasant Prairie about how can we do the community, how can we develop the land, and how can we. It wasn't part of our calculations at the beginning, but the family actually was very excited about it and it was just added to the master plan. And we're trying to be part of the Heartland Alliance. We participated in that here. We're already in working with Gateway College about how can we design and work together on designing training and educational program. If we're going to start production in less than 24 months, we need people by like working today. And so we're started to work with Gateway College. So we're trying to be part of the community, and we're going to be a very active part in the community and the master plan and what we're doing. So we have a program called Hello Haribo. We have some samples here of gummies as well, if you want to try that. So we have a target to deliver 1.5 million samples in different states, from the northeast in New York and to the northwest in Seattle, all the way to Houston and Orlando. So we have a plan, 34 events. We're going to be in Milwaukee, German Fest, on 29th of July. So we're very proud about that. This is our social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well, if anybody interested to know more about Haribo. And you heard that we are an international market leader in fruit gum and jellies and licorice segments. So we are in different segments in the candy industry, and we produce 100 million gold bear every day. And our annual production of gold bear can go around the earth 4 times. And we're going to show a video on how we produce our gummies. So I would like to introduce Mr. Wytkowski from Cole Baker, our German lead architect, and Brian Dunn from Mead & Hunt in Wisconsin, to walk you through the project details.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jan Wytkowski. I think I give you the address up front. It's 76471 Hilda Street 20 in Gaggenau in Germany.
I'm Brian Dunn with Mead & Hunt. 2440 Deming Way, Middleton, Wisconsin, 53562.
We have a presentation with us today showing you the development of the project and going back, let's say, 1.5 years ago when we started with the site selection and having the focus finding together with Haribo and together with the team sitting here in the room, finding the right site for the new factory. We are involved as the company Cole Baker. We are a general designer, and we are supporting Haribo now since 4 years approximately, also for the German factory in Grafschaft. And this was the big benefit that we, with the help of the design of the phases we did in Grafschaft, to come over to the U.S. and to adapt to the U.S. market and to the U.S. standards. And we teamed up with Mead & Hunt as our professional partner, as a lead architect located in Wisconsin, helping us to fulfill what you see now on the presentation. Like Wes said, we started 1.5 years ago with finding the sites, and we selected, or we had a look at more than 100 sites in Wisconsin and Illinois. It was a real challenge to find the right site, and we had a look at whatever, I think in real time, 50 to 60 sites, and visited them physically during a lot of trips. And finally, if you could please set up, we found the right one, which is here in Pleasant Prairie in Wisconsin. And as Wes was saying from the very beginning, I think with the very first visit with Mr. Ruskis and the team, everybody felt quite comfortable in saying that's it, and that's the site with a lot of benefits than in comparison to all the other sites. And we tried to figure out just saying which is the remarks, and of course the proximity to Chicago, to Rosemont, to the headquarters was one issue, of course. But I think the size, the shape, the visibility from the Interstate 94, the access, which is excellent. And then, of course, like Wes was saying, the team behind the village, the communication, and all the work together helped us a lot, that the decision-making process was quite simple and quite fast at the end. And I think with all the economic environment and all the village possibilities they could offer us, or to Haribo, I think we had a very, very, very good feeling for the selection of the site. And this is, I think, still continuing for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I could say. I think I don't have to talk much about the site facts. I think that's what Gene was presenting you up front. I think this was just the key figures with the sizes, the dimensions, the shaping, the distances. I think we can go to the next slides. For Haribo also, it was quite important to see where the next big cities like Chicago, Milwaukee, Kenosha, what's around, talking about employees, finding the right employees, finding the right staff. But I think this is also not so important for now. Maybe you can do next. So this is the pictures we had, and this was also a presentation we had at the supervisory board in Germany, explaining them what kind of quality the site has, the direct link to the interstate, the direct link to the access and accessibility of the site, and existing infrastructure, which was perfectly fitting to what we were looking for. Yeah, I think we can continue. That's it. The project schedule, I think, is quite interesting. If you can continue with the next slide. We're still working on the schematic design at the moment, so that's what we are trying to finish within the next 1 or 2 months. And I think the next milestone you can see is, which is interesting for you, that in April, May next year, we want to start construction. So that's the real hard target in our time schedule. And the idea is really now to finish in April 2021 with the construction works. So Taribo is in parallel installing all the equipment and then as soon as possible starting the production process. What you see here, and I think this was also shown in the movie or in the film we did, this is the so-called phase one. So that's what we are talking about right now, and we try to figure out in some different colors to say the production facility, which is the heart of the whole site, as red. Then we have the administration, which is directly, which is not a headquarter, it's an administration part, which is linked to the production facility in blue. The yellow piece, what you see on the red side, it's a so-called boiler house. It's the steam production. That's the heart of the facility. With the steam, the whole production process will be supported and will be run with the steam. The green building is the logistic building, the warehouse building. And then we have some auxiliary buildings like the sprinklers, like the gatehouses, and the Haribo Park, which was an idea which was when we discussed with Mr. Ruskes and the team and with Mr. Riegel, the owner, that we said this is something which we didn't design in Grafschaft, because this was something we said this is perfectly fitting here to have a really Haribo Park attracting people, not only the staff and the workers for the production facility, but also people crossing by, having a look at the facility, saying, oh, what's that? We have to stop. We have to have a look at there. And the idea was not only to have a shop, but also to create some kind of facility where people will stay, a playground. We will have a museum possibly in the future, and we will have some fitness stuff also for the people working there in the day childcare, like a kindergarten. So these are all the facilities which we are not designing in Grafschaft, but which I think could give us a big benefit for the site here. Maybe we can continue. That's a general conceptual master plan. Starting from the north, you see the parking for the logistics. You see the gatehouse, which is the main entrance for the trucks, supporting not only the logistics, but also having access for the production facility. The logistic building itself in phase one, we have the boiler house, the production facility. We have an own canteen, so the idea is also, which we discussed the last weeks, to say we will most probably not only have a cook and chill, but a small part of the food will be freshly cooked, so which is also some kind of benefit to the employees and to the workers there. We will have the Haribo Park on the right side. On the south side, we'll have the main entrance, the employee parking and the guest parking. And on the far left side, we will have also discussing at the moment, presenting a heliport. The heliport is a helicopter landing, which is not a regular usage. We're thinking maybe it's once a year that a helicopter could land there. It's not fixed right now.
In addition to that, that helipad could be used for emergency vehicles, emergency airlifts.
Correct. Okay, you can. So some facts, I think, but Gene had also the facts in the presentation perfectly. So this is just for the production and logistics. I think the numbers we heard already about the gross floor areas, the building, the maximum height of the building, which is really the maximum height, the 120 feet, for example, for the production facility, is really the maximum height. And the same for the logistics, the 150 feet. It's not the building you see on the drawing right now, because 150 feet will be the high bay warehouse in a future expansion. So in phase one, we will not build a high bay warehouse. We will just have a standard warehouse on site, which is not that high, definitely. Maybe we can continue. When we did the master planning, we had a clear understanding that one of the premises we have for the site is that we would separate truck access, we would like to separate car access, and we would like to separate the workflow on site. So that was very clear for us at the very beginning, that the only possibility is that we will have one gate. So all the trucks are going through one gate, supporting the logistics and supporting the production facility. And in the first phase, you see we have a daily average of approximately 40 trucks a day, which is quite a less number, supporting logistics and the production facility, like raw materials, supporting everything is needed for the process. Can you go to the next one, please? And then, of course, as I told you before, on the north side, we have the parking, the P2, which is the parking for the employees and the logistics, and then the main entrance in P1 on the south side, which is then the bigger parking, which is supporting the production facility, the administration, and then also the Haribo Park. You can see here, zoom in for the Haribo Park, which is then, as I told you before, it's a shop, it's a fitness center, it's a day child care, and also we're talking about the museum, because I think what Beth was saying is quite interesting to see about the history and the family businesses. I think this is also what people make to stay there and not only going to the shop 5 minutes in and out, but really staying a longer term and trying to find out a little bit more about the history about the company. Yeah, the shop, this is an example how the shop could look like. This is, I think, the corporate identity of the shops worldwide. Just gives you an impression how colorful and how the products could be presented in a shop like this. Talking about the fitness park, we also had a long discussion with Mr. Ruskis and the owner that we could have a benefit for the employees there just to create a small fitness center there, which is at the first stage maybe just open to the Haribo employees, but thinking in the future that this could also be partly open for the public. And the same, if you can continue, the same with the kindergarten and the day childcare. This gives you a little bit about the exterior in the movie and in the drawings. We didn't show you anything about the landscaping so far, but the landscaping idea is that we will have a lot of greenery, and even in the movie we didn't show the berms, we didn't show the right trees, so we're sorry for that, but it's just having the idea for us. When we visited first time the corporate park, we said U-Line could be a good example and a benchmark for us. So how U-Line did the parking areas, how they did the landscaping, and this is, I think something which is, it's not copy-paste, but the idea behind that we will also keep on the facility and on the landscaping idea. For the Haribo Park. The sidewalks you see, so we are also focusing on how protect people walking a little bit in wintertime and in rainy days. So this is something, an architectural idea to bring people from the parking lot to the facilities. Just when you saw in the movie, could look like this. So these are just some ideas. Yes, we have some renderings coming out of the film and out of the movie. You see the phase one. You see on the left side, the south entrance, the main entrance, to the Haribo Park, you see the production facility. You see on the right side, you see the Haribo Park, and on the far end, the logistics. The same from the northern view, the logistic park and the production facility on the back. That's the direct northern view where we have the employees parking, where we have the truck parking outside of the facility. On the right side, you see the gatehouse and the view to the logistics and then to the production facility. For us, and I think this is shown here quite nicely, the architectural idea behind the facility is that we will have a clear structure, we will have clear materials, we will not playing and gambling on the facade. So this is more or less the same which we have as a corporate design in Grafschaft, which is built right now. And you can see it's a clean architecture, clean facade, clean openings. We will have glazings in the facade. The idea is also to bring daylight in the production facility. Which is not a must, but it's a must-have for Haribo internally. And then for the administrative building, you see, I think we will bring in some colors also. If it's red, which is the brand color, but this is then the detailed work we have to do, which we're not finishing in the schematic design. Yeah, this could be the view for visitors, for people, for the staff entering the facility. How they would enter the site. Well, it's the same, yeah. But you can see here, this is the so-called full build-out, which is a vision. So the vision, because this is showing all the four phases of the production facility and the full build-out of the logistics and the full build-out of everything. And this is something which we are at the moment discussing, talking about two phases of build-out, not about four phases. So two phases are realistic within the next 5 to 10 years approximately. And all the four phases, it's really a vision for the future. So, of course, we showed on the master plan. We have the idea how the whole full build-out will look like, but this is really something which is in the far future, so which is not realistic at the moment. The same, two admin buildings, how finally the site could be developed. And the same with the logistics building. Also at the moment, talking about the warehouse, not talking about the high bay, but this is the future vision, how the whole site could be developed. Yeah, that's it for the moment. Thank you very much.
So, members of the Planning Commission, Again, there are three items on the agenda tonight that are we need your approval from, and they are Resolution 18-08, and that is to amend the comprehensive plan. Item B, which is the consideration and approval of the master conceptual plan, and item C, which is the consideration of the zoning map and zoning text amendments. The only item that we do not have for you this evening is the development agreement, and we are looking to put that on one of the first meetings in May for the Plan Commission and the Village Board. So, but all of the other items on the agenda, we're recommending approval subject to the comments and conditions and the actual wonderful presentations this evening and information that we had seen from Harville this evening.
And all the presentations that this commission has listened to over the years, this is obviously one of the nicest, most complete, and very well done. My compliments to Harville. And also compliments to our legal staff from Quarles and Brady, CABA, everybody who's associated with this, bringing it to this far. Very, very good.
So now, Trustee Serpy, we do need to continue in the public hearing and solicit any comments or feedback from the audience.
Okay. This is a matter for public hearing, all three of these items. Is there anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Yes, sir. Name and address and when you start.
Patrick Perlman, 9430 128th Avenue. Obviously, my notes are a little bit different after seeing this, after reading 117 pages online and seeing these presentation. My notes are a little bit different, obviously. But I have some questions regarding the Exhibit D or the PUD, the draft zoning code. One spot in there, which wasn't shown tonight, but it's in one of the pages there, it says something about 15% open space, and originally it was 25% open space. And looking at this drawing, it seems like they keep the 25%. I just want to make sure that's correct in obviously future when outlots are built, that those stick to the 25% that was originally discussed. And another question is, you know, he said 150 feet in the as a height, and some places in the documents it says 170, some places it says 150. It just doesn't seem to be consistent, so that needs to be addressed by in the PUD. And obviously 150 feet is extremely high. I mean, that's it's extremely high, and they explained this, you know, that they have an automated warehouse. Just that seems to be like a concrete box rather than, you know, the glazings that we see on the factory. So I'm concerned about the aesthetics of the high bay warehouse. But thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Abigail Ferguson from 9311 136th Avenue. I guess I just have a couple concerns about having a manufacturing site in Pleasant Prairie. I just want to thank Haribo for their presentation, and I just want to make sure that they've thought about sustainability, how long they plan on, you know, how long they can sustain their business here in Wisconsin. Because to me, when I, you know, moved here, you don't see a lot of manufacturing sites here. I think this is probably the first in the U.S., if you could also consider the American culture. I guess that's all I have to say. I didn't bring my notes. I just came right out of work. So thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else wishing to speak? Anybody else wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open for comments and questions from the commission. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, you know, this really represents a change or a growth in some of the long-range plans the village had. If you think back to the fact that this was, you know, originally going to be a campus for Abbey Laboratories with 12,500 people, you know, working in that at that facility, which would have been a significant impact. And you know, luckily we were able to secure that land from Abbott. Abbott was a good corporate citizen to us. They worked with us on this whole process, and we were able to acquire that land. And I really believe that from a strategic standpoint that the Plan Commission's adoption of the M5 zoning district, which is, it's manufacturing, but it's much more than manufacturing, is really going to play to the village's strength over the long haul for a couple reasons. One is that it's broad enough and it's more powerful enough that you can get that unique mix of some retail, some office, and some manufacturing. And Haribo's done an excellent job of identifying how their office that's going to be specific to the site can work, their efforts to work with the village on expanding tourism and in retail and a learning concept, and a clean manufacturing process. I really believe that as much as sometimes manufacturing gets a bad rap, I think in Pleasant Prairie, the village and really the people that have chose to do business in the village have been very successful in developing quality manufacturing sites. They, you know, really build and create a lot of things and make a lot of things. And it's kind of odd that people don't know that, you know, probably, you know, most of the world's mustard is made in Pleasant Prairie. A good part of the guacamole that everybody likes is made in Pleasant Prairie. You know, paint is made in Pleasant Prairie. And there isn't, it's been done in such a way that there isn't any external impacts from that development. It's provided good jobs for people. And it's, if you think back to the last recession, you know, those industries were pretty much recession-proof. And we were able to, you know, the community took a beating from a residential standpoint, you know, in the mortgage market problems. But the corporate park chugged right along. A lot of jobs were maintained out there. And manufacturing and goods were produced out there that people still needed no matter what. And the plan that Haribo has come up with, I think, really addresses all those important points that we want to hit as a community that's going to be good for everybody. And when we look at what they've done in Germany, it's excellent work. I think they have a good corporate mindset that's played, you know, to their strength for 100 years, and I'm not worried about it going another 100 years. And it's, I think, the fact that it can happen in the United States and have that level of manufacturing and modern manufacturing and selling a product that people want is everything we could hope for. Right now, we're pretty lucky. We have, you know, one corporate citizen in Pleasant Prairie of significant stature in Uline, and I would see that Haribo would be equal to that and a great anchor in the corporate park. So I think this really, in the long run, this is the best we can, it's really good. I think it's the best we can hope for. I'm not saying I'm glad we didn't get Abbott, you know, but on the other hand, I think this is, when we look at realistically what this community can accommodate and handle, I think this is, we're heading down the right path. I think this, coupled with Aurora and the new joint venture that's going to happen with that, I think it's going to be along the Frontage Road. It's going to be so much better than where we started 20 years ago. I wholeheartedly support this development.
Thanks, Mike. Any other comments? Jean?
Yes, I'd like to just add that we actually have been adding a number of manufacturing facilities to the Lakeview Corporate Park within the village of Pleasant Prairie. And just off the top of my head, I came up with 12 of the most recent ads that we have had and that have been very successful, clean industry in our community. I was just Gold Standard Baking, F&A, Rust-Oleum, Olds Products, Fair Oaks Farms, Iris USA, Good Foods, MG Design, MG Scientific, Catalyst. I mean, I can just go on. I mean, with all the companies that we have added, and we've maintained ourselves to have a very clean, neat, productive, and sustainable corporate park for the community, I don't see that this would be any different out here. I think that it really has helped the village grow and develop over the years, and it's been a good opportunity for good, sustainable jobs for the community and those coming to the community. With respect to the two other questions, again, some of these things have been in progress as we were putting things together for this. It's a very large project. You can see the amount of detail involved in it. Based on their plans and their submittals, they are showing us right now that they will have about 60% open space. The ordinance requires 25%. So they will greatly exceed the minimum requirements of the 25% of the M5 production manufacturing district. So there were some initial numbers tossed out, but as we started to develop the site with them, then it was clearly understood what kind of development that they were putting here and what they were looking to try to do and to make sure that it was a really great corporate presence and a campus development within Pleasant Prairie. With respect to the high bay warehouse, that is 150 feet, and we confirmed that with the engineers at the last meeting. And again, that's for that high bay. You know, whenever you have any type of automated retrieval type system for storage, you need to address it. It needs to be at a certain height in order to have it economical for the product that you're trying to retrieve and store. So that is their projected height. So all the heights that we've identified and discussed this evening are those included in the staff PUD that the village staff is recommending approval for, along with the other items this evening.
Thanks, Jim. Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, just one thing I picked up from the presentation was, how it would look from the freeway. And I think about what it looked like in the past. There was some sort of scattered businesses along the way. Having a candy company that is visible from the freeway in Pleasant Prairie, I think is going to provide a really nice look. So I'm really anxious to see what this comes out at from the renderings. It looks like it's going to be a great campus.
You know, compared to, you go back 25 years, on the west side of the I, we had a military museum that was not very attractive. We had a couple of adult bookstores. But welcoming into Wisconsin from the south was not very, very nice. And now look what we have, a campus of Uline. I'm glad Haribo identified it as a quality-looking company with landscaping that's unbelievable. What Haribo is going to be put on here is beautiful. And we have Aurora Surgical Center coming in. I mean, the whole west side of the eye has been transformed into something that all of us can be proud of. And we are. And we're certainly glad to have you as partners. I'll say that. Wayne?
Well, I have to agree with Mike that I think that is the best use for that site. It's going to stand out. And I appreciate you selecting Pleasant Prairie because we're the best village in the United States. And I am impressed by your conceptual site of your plant. I've never seen a manufacturing plant that outstanding. Thank you very much. If there aren't any more comments, Mr. Chairman, I would move resolution, Plan Commission, adopt Plan Commission Resolution 1806 and recommend that the Village Board...
1807.
I got six here. Okay, 1807.
Yeah.
And that the Village Board approve the comprehensive plan amendments as presented at the April 17, 2018 meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt Resolution 1807. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item B is a master conceptual plan and a development agreement. The development agreement, let's take that and table that. You want that tabled?
Excuse me. Just the development agreement portion. So you want to act on the master conceptual plan subject to the comments and conditions first, and then at a second part, you can table the development agreement.
Okay. Looking for a motion for the master conceptual plan.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the master conceptual plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And the development agreement should be to be tabled.
Correct.
I would move to table the development agreement.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for tabling the development agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item C, the consideration of the zoning text amendment.
I move we approve it.
Motion made for approval.
Second.
And seconded for the zoning map and text amendment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Can't thank you enough. Great presentation. Very impressive. Looking forward to being successful partners with you guys for many, many years. Thank you.
Thank you.
With that.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and second for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Yeah. Thank you.